Good morning, Santa Fe, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at KSFR. We are also podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. That's a new website where you can listen to the program at any time of day, and that's made possible by DotFoil Computer Services right here in Santa Fe on the web at DotFoil.com. You can also, if you go to iTunes and look in the little search in the iTunes store for Santa Fe Radio Cafe, it will come up, and you can actually do a free subscription to this show. So lots going on here at KSFR. Later in the program, Robert Knott will be with us. Right now, I would like to welcome the folks from, well, the broad concept is Earth Day. We have Nicole Rosmarino from Forest Guardians, Dave Grenfelt of the Santa Fe Watershed Association, and Chris Wells from All Species Day, Project. All Species Project, which is another term for Earth Day?
Well, in the 80s, Earth Day had been forgotten. It was seen as a fad of hippie times, and ecology was over with, but we all knew it would return. In those years, we called it All Species Day, but as it became obvious that Earth Day is the holiday, the festival of the future, we joined back in with that to give more strength to the community. I just love it that there are so many things going on for Earth Day.
Now, this is something that started in the 70s. Tell us a little bit about its origins.
Well, Earth Day started in 1970. came out of, a whole initiative in the East of politicians. Kennedy was involved in it. There were a number of people that saw the need for this. And when Time magazine came out with the article announcing Earth Day, it came out that way in April of 1970, overnight ecology became a household word, whereas before it had been an academic word since it was coined in 1866.
So this weekend, we were talking before we went on the air whether Earth Day was Saturday, Sunday, or both, but Saturday is the big day here in Santa Fe, is that right?
Some places do Earth Week. You know, the more the better. I think we need it, and there's so many great things to do. I'm glad to be sitting here at the table with other organizations that are doing great things at the same time. So
we could do Earth Millennium.
We need one.
but this weekend, what's happening over at right here in Santa Fe?
Well, what we're doing, and I think there's space for everybody to go to all of these things, is a long day, and it starts at Frenchie's Field at 10:30. We're lucky enough this year to have the San Juan, that is Okiwenge, youth buffalo dancers. There's going to be Danza Azteca on a walk. There'll be a hip-hop group from the Museo Cultural. We've got some wonderful diversity for the invocational part of this. We do this.
So it's a real sort of joyous festival type thing.
We do this in the mode of ancient festival, where it was thought for a millennium that if you give your beauty to the earth, that the earth will respond. And so at least we're going to heat up the microclimate with a lot of dance. And there's also capoeira folks. And there's a parade at noon, which goes to the Ecoversity. And that's very nearby. And you'll see it if you just go out Agua Fria. All afternoon from 1 until 7, there's a whole array of fantastic musicians and speakers about the river, historians, storytellers, Melinda Pike Romero, the new water commissioner whose grandfather built San Isidro Church, will tell us stories of the river. And we also have Sabor, the Cuban band, Round Mountain at 1:30.
And all sorts of
Robert
bands.
Mirabelle.
Right, right. And also, people from various ecological organizations in Santa Fe are going to be at the Ecoversity.
Very much so. My two friends here at the table, their organizations will also be here, Forest Guardians and the Santa Fe Watershed Association, and many others. And we welcome you all to come there and learn with us together in that community way that you can't get from television.
Now, one of the things that I think is really important to talk about is, Nicole Rosmarino, you're from Forest Guardians, but it's not just forest. It's forest, it's rivers, it's the habitat, it's the whole ecosystem. What are you doing this Earth Day? Well, we're doing tree plantings on the Rio Puerco to follow up on the tree planting, the successful tree planting we had on the Santa Fe River last Saturday. But this is part of a now 10-year-old project to really breathe life back into our southwestern arteries of life, rivers. And so we will be having folks out on the Rio Puerco. We expect about 100 people planting from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tomorrow. People are out there right now actually planting on the Rio Puerco, and we'll plant about 1,000 trees, primarily cottonwoods and willows.
Now, you have a 10-year history of doing this. Have you seen real changes? I mean, that's enough time to see trees start to grow and environments start to change.
We've seen amazing changes on the Santa Fe River downstream from the wastewater treatment plant. We've seen the river really coming back to life and a rich gallery of cottonwoods and willows and also box elders. Narrowing the stream channel, altering the hydrology to make it a more viable system and, you know, provide habitat for those 75 to 80% of our western wildlife that depend on rivers and streamside habitats. And they're only at 1% of the area in the southwest, but they really do provide an amazing ecological function and service to both non-humans and humans alike.
When you look at the return of the river, and when you use the term living river, you're also talking about the aquatic life?
Yeah, we're talking about the aquatic life. We're talking about the birds that nest in box elders and willows. We're talking about the whole system, including upland areas. We did some native grass seedings at the Santa Fe River this year. We're going to incorporate that more to bring the whole system back, both the trees, the canopy of the trees, and the understory of grasses and ground cover. So the whole thing needs to be restored. And on most of our preserves, the first step, importantly, was kicking off the cows because they do tremendous damage to riparian systems. So removing the cows and then breathing life back into the system through our removal of non-natives that extract a lot of water, such as salt cedar.
Can you really just remove them? I mean, what do? You cut them down?
We mechanically remove them. We don't use herbicides. We have concerns with the increased trend toward herbicide use, especially around riverways, with the consequent potential for contamination. So we do rely on mechanical work. It is long and hard work, but we've seen the payoff on the Santa Fe River in particular, but also the Rio Puerco, with really the elimination of those non-natives that can be so disturbing to the system, and the planting, the restoration of the trees that ought to be there, the willows and cottonwoods and others.
Dave Grenfelt, you're with the Santa Fe Watershed Association, and you're also working very much on this whole question of what is a living river.
And a living river is connected with the watershed, and I was thinking about how does the Santa Fe River relate to Earth Day, and I think Chris said it very well, that it's about appreciation, but it's also about recognizing the connection between land and water, and that's what a watershed literally is. It's the land form that provides the base for water to run down into the arroyos and from the arroyos into the river, and that's what a living river is. And for me, a living river is connected with the underground river, the aquifer, and there's not one aquifer. There are many aquifers, and it's very, very complicated. But I think at a simplistic level, which is useful to live at, we have to kind of model it in our minds. Water does go downhill. We still think it goes uphill to money, but it also goes downhill towards gravity. And the surface water of the river feeds the groundwater. And that connection is part of what a living river is all about, in addition to the live organisms that are in the subsurface as well as the surface of the river. So a living river has lots of meanings, and it means very different things to very different people, which gets back to what Chris was mentioning about diversity and the importance of having different kinds of people weighing in on what is a living river, because it's malleable. It can mean to some extent what you want it to mean. But there are some biological absolutes in that definition of the difference between a living river and a dead river, which is basically what we have now, even though we have a flowing dead river.
So you're saying the Santa Fe River is a flowing but dead river, barely flowing.
Well, you know, when Nico was talking about the planting, the very successful and very important planting that Forest Guardians has been doing, they've been doing that at the one place where the trees can survive, which is below the wastewater treatment plant. Above that, it's very precarious because hardly any water, normally there is no water above the wastewater treatment plant. Right now we're very fortunate. We have a wonderfully flowing river and it's beautiful. And it's, you know, you can argue about is it alive or isn't it alive. It could be much more alive than it is.
So what is the Santa Fe Watershed Association trying to do to make it, to make the Santa Fe River more alive consistently year-round? And what good does that do to the community and to the environment?
Very good question. We are committed to restoring flow in the river on a consistent basis, which is not exactly the same as continuous basis, but enough flow to keep the river healthy enough to support aquatic life, to support fish, maybe little ones, but to have enough life in it that one could say that it, the river is functional, it's working. And the way we're approaching that, one of the big ways, is simply publicizing the sorry state of our river to the outside world to help us see ourselves through outside eyes. I'm an anthropologist, and that's what anthropologists do. You know, you go into a culture, you don't know that culture, but people are very interested in what you're doing as an anthropologist because they get to see themselves through outside eyes. And if it's done humbly enough, it can be a very constructive experience. It can be a win-win for the outsider as well as the insider. And last week on Tuesday, we were declared, Santa Fe River was declared the most endangered river in America.
Right, right.
We could say the most endangered river in the free world. But that's not just a kick in the butt. That is a kind of a getting the child's attention. You know, like, this is not the way it has to be. This can be changed. And part of the reason that we were successful in getting this designation, we had to kind of lobby for this designation. A big part of it is that there is so much going on right now in Santa Fe that the situation is at a crossroads. We can turn around. We have a incredibly supportive mayor, David Koss. We have a very supportive governor, Bill Richardson. There's nobody opposed to this concept. Everybody wants to do it. The only stumbling block is how to do it, how fast to do it, how to phase it. And those are all kind of reasonable issues to deal with. The endangerment is that the danger is that we'll get stumbled. The process will break down by bickering about that process. And I think the opportunity is to say, yes, we all have the same basic intention. We disagree on lots of little things. Let's focus on our agreements. Let's do what we can as quickly as we can to start movement on reviving the river.
Well, let's get back to that basic intention. What is the reason for doing it in terms of the larger ecology? Okay, so you're supporting more fish. You're supporting more trees around the river. Are you taking water away from people who need it? I mean, where is this water coming from? Is it coming from our reservoir?
I never know where to start with that kind of question, where to start with the answer, because there's so many parts to it. But just on the environmental side, there's a water environment side, which is the linkage between the surface water and the groundwater. And so a living river is good for groundwater.
So hang on. If you have a living river, that river puts more water into the groundwater? It recharges the aquifers?
Yeah. Some water evaporates, but a lot more water infiltrates. And the infiltration...
So it goes down hundreds of feet.
Well, it goes down feet. Some of it goes down tens of feet. Some of it eventually goes down hundreds of feet. Our wells are basically at 500, 600 feet, city wells. So the argument is, well, if it just infiltrates the shallow aquifer, how can we capture it? Well, maybe we need some shallow wells. maybe we need to be patient, and we know that eventually there's a connection with the deep aquifer also. So there's this very complicated picture of up and down movement of water.
But it's one. It is one reason to restore the river.
It's even a reason for the current flow. That's what the Water Division says. This part of what they're doing is recharging the aquifers. Now they could recharge the aquifers a lot more effectively if they had a more continuous flow. But then on the surface environment, that's where the wildlife, the habitat, the trees, the birds, has an environmental, ecological value. It also has a community social value as part of our quality of life and an amenity for the community. Then the river itself, as separate from the fact that there are trees and birds and fish, the river itself provides a focus for the community, and so that, in that sense, it's another kind of community amenity that is incredibly important when you do urban planning and look at the cityscape and what is it that brings us together. I think of the river, the mayor made a very nice analogy with the river as our most important park. I think that's a great way to look at it. Another way to look at it is the river is a long plaza. You know, it serves the same, or could serve the same function of our historical plaza in bringing the community together, serving as a central place. So that's just another way to look at it. And there's also the spiritual way of looking at it. The living river, our commitment to having water in the river, is our expression of our relationship with nature. And I think that brings it back to Earth Day. What is Earth Day about? Earth Day is a recommitment to our tenuous relationship with nature. And a living river, it could be an expression, a visible expression, not just a metaphor, but a reality of we honor nature and we are willing to do what it takes to keep our grandmother river alive and also to feed ourselves and our children.
I think there's a very interesting component of that when volunteers start doing the planting along the Rio Puerco, you've got a lot of human energy going into it.
Yeah, for certain. I mean, we have a lot of fun out there planting, but we also recognize that we're performing a really key ecological service, which I think in part answers your question, Mary Charlotte, on the relationship with people, and that is a restored river will provide cleaner water and will provide flood control and just, you know, the potential for reestablishment of perennial flows. But prior to that, given the problems that Dave has pointed out, we need more water in the river to begin with. And so we need to respond to the issue of water over allocation. And one way we've embarked on addressing that problem is through promoting agricultural water leasing to provide farmers with the option of leasing their water rights to provide more in-stream flow. And this is incredibly important because of the problems of over allocation, which will just get which will simply increase with climate change. We expect multi-decadal droughts, decreased snowpack, and so we really need to reduce the human use of water to begin with to maintain just those minimums. And then once we have enough water, we can, you know, continue the work of improving water quality through our river planting and other means.
To what extent is water conservation one of the things that people are talking about during Earth Day?
Well, we should be talking about it. One of the proposals that we are putting out there, along with Forest Guardians and Nature Conservancy, and we're going to ask other groups and other entities, business groups, Chamber of Commerce, everybody, to consider signing on, and we'll even offer to edit the declaration or proclamation or statement or something. We're still kind of working this out. But I think conservation is probably the keystone, the most important piece of the larger puzzle of getting flows back in the river. And we are proposing...
Human conservation. I mean, residential versus agricultural?
Residential. Agriculture doesn't really affect things too much in the upper part of the watershed that goes through town. There can be links there, but I think the lowest hanging fruit, the nice juicy apple, is our individual behavior, and we're proposing that everyone commit to 5% less water use in our own homes, and then figuring out your own way of doing that. And that 5% would then become the nucleus around which an environmental flow could be constructed constructed could be added up, you know, kind of tallied up.
So that 5% extra water coming out of the reservoir could mean the difference between a living river and the trickle that we're used to.
Yeah, and when we say 5%, I'm talking about, you know, the reservoir only gives us 40% in a normal year, 40% of our total water use. The rest comes from groundwater within the Santa Fe Basin and also from the Buckman wells. So when we say 5%, we're referring to 5% of total water use, which would be significant. It would be about 500 acre feet a year. And we're guesstimating, the city is guesstimating, and it's very emphasis on guesstimate, that 1,000 acre feet might be the ballpark of what we're talking about. But we really, there needs to be a long process a careful process of study to figure out a little more clearly, more closely, how much water the river actually needs to have a given level of health.
And I agree that residential conservation is important in Santa Fe. I also encourage looking at the broader systems and the examples of the Rio Grande more broadly and the Pecos rivers, where we are seeing the majority of water going to irrigate alfalfa crops to feed cattle. And so I think we need a conversation about what are appropriate uses of water in the arid Southwest, and that's one I think we need to look particularly closely at. And there are folks in the agricultural community that are looking at making the switch from the very water-intensive but relatively low-profit alfalfa production versus less water-intensive and more valuable crops such as fruits.
Well, the time is 8:31 here on KSFR, and unfortunately, it's time to go. We hope to continue this conversation in many forms in future programs here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And I want to thank you all so much for being here. Dave Grenfeld of the Santa Fe Watershed Association, Chris Wells from the All Species Project, Nicole Rose Marino from Forest Guardians. And we will see you all tomorrow at Frenchie's Field, starting what time?
10:30, the Aztec Dancers, 11 o'clock, the Buffalo Dancers, 12 o'clock, a parade of river species made by the children of Santa Fe.
I love this parade because it's about 10 minutes long, going from Frenchie's Field, which is on the corner of Osage and Agua Fria, up to Ecoversity. And then from 1 o'clock on at the Ecoversity, lots of stuff. So.
Indeed. There's great music and more education about the river. This is the first time in many years I've seen all these organizations agree about our goal, the municipal environmental groups. Everybody wants to bring back the river. Come around and help us figure out how to do that and what part you can play in it.
And is it going to be fun?
It's going to be all fun. It's Savor Cuban dancing. You will love them. Put them on your afternoon show. Robert Mirabal is going to play at 4 o'clock. Round Mountain's going to play at 1:30, and in between all of the... Oh, DJ Zion, who is a 10-year-old awesome DJ, will play for 100 kids at 6 o'clock.
Well, there we have it.
So it's a long day, and there's all the environmental groups of Santa Fe and many other groups, craft groups, arts groups, who have come to express themselves. Don't miss it. It's going to be the carnival of the future.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chris, and thanks all of you.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a little break right now. Robert Knott will be with us in just a moment, speaking of the arts. Stay tuned to KSFR.
KSFR programming is underwritten in part by Garcia Street Books and their owners, Eva and Edward Borens, celebrating more than 30 years as booksellers. Located at 376 Garcia Street, where Stuart Woods, New York Times bestselling author, signs Fresh Disasters Monday, April 23rd at 5 p.m., and Ann Cummins, a recipient of a Lennon Foundation Fellowship, signs Yellow Cake on Thursday, April 26th at 5. More information at garciastreetbooks.com.
Upaya Zen Center offers a powerful retreat emphasizing the integration of mind-body practice and mountains as a manifestation of our liberated nature. Spring Session, Mountains and Monastery, May 7 to May 13th, led by Roshis Joan Halifax and Enkyo. The retreat involves alternate days between sitting in the Upaya Monastery and deep walking in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. For information and to register, call 986-8518 or visit upaya.org. This message sponsored by Upaya Zen Center, a tax-exempt organization.
Outpost Productions and Padmini continue their celebration of Padmini's 10th anniversary with a much-anticipated concert event featuring the legendary tabla virtuoso Zakir Hussain and India's greatest living santur player, Pandit Shiv Kumar Sharma. Tuesday, April 24th, 7 p.m. at the Lensic in Santa Fe. For info, call 268-0044 or visit outpostspace.org. This message sponsored by Outpost Productions, a tax-exempt organization.
KSFR programming is underwritten in part by the Santa Fe Farmers Market. The Farmers Market reminds you that it has moved to the parking lot of the DeVargas Center for the 2007 season. Every Saturday from 7 a.m. to noon, the market features a plethora of fruits, vegetables, meats, baked goods, and other products all grown right here in northern New Mexico, as well as serving coffee, tea, and breakfast. For more information, call 983-4098 or visit SantaFeFarmersMarket.com.
I'd like to now welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's here every Friday with us, just about, speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Hi.
Hi.
I have either a cold or allergies.
Good heavens. Sorry,
my apologies.
It really is Robert here. He looks just like the old Robert, even though it doesn't sound like it.
I haven't figured out which one it is yet, but that said, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, it sounds like an advertisement, but I went to Bobcat Bite last week and had a great hamburger, and they told me they're now open on Tuesdays.
Oh.
So they're open one extra day, Bobcat Bite, out there in old Las Vegas Highway, and I love that place. I'm sorry I still eat meat.
They're great. I eat meat.
Well, yeah, but it's not like I... Now I'm looking at the ad for Charlotte's Web with the cute little pig, and I feel terrible.
I eat bacon.
Well, so do I, and that used to be a cute little piggy. But anyway, Performing Arts presents... Santa Fe Performing Arts presents Disney's Alice in Wonderland Jr. So this is the Disney music, I guess, and it's at the Armory for the Arts, 1050 Old Pecos Trail. Looks like a good thing to bring your kids to this weekend. Opens tonight at 7 p.m., and runs to the 29th over at the Army for the Arts Theater. Phone number 984-1370. And you probably all know that this is the grand opening of the Regal Cinema 14 out there on, what's it called, Zafferano? Yeah, I went out for like a tour on Monday. It's a really neat place. I don't know how long it'll stay clean, what with the free popcorn and soda they're giving away this weekend. But they've got a slew of movies opening starting today, from Fracture to Hot Fuzz to In the Land of Women to Vacancy to a couple of things that have already opened and are sort of in second run, like Music and Lyrics. Anyway, for the first week, you get a free popcorn and soft drink if you want to go see a movie. I have to go out there to see this Hot Fuzz comedy later today. So it really is me. Tell him it's not somebody else.
It is Robert Knott.
It sounds so strange. There's a lot of visual arts opening this weekend. Baca Street Studios has Art is in the Air. I love that. Remember that song from the 70s? Art is in the air with everything you ever do.
I thought it was like is in the air.
Well, like or art or lust or something. Anyway, it's in the air, and that's why I sound like this. Multiple studio group show, glass, wood, fabric, metalwork. It's at Baca Street Studios, 926 Baca Street. That makes sense. Suite 6. Reception's 5 to 7 p.m., and the show runs through May 10th. And if you want to go downtown for the 7th annual high school art exhibition, with work by Monte Del Sol Charter School students, consider popping into the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Education Annex at 123 Grant Avenue. There's a reception tonight for this school show, 5 to 7:30 p.m., and the show runs through May 4th. And I have to mention Gold Leaf Gallery, Mary Charlotte, because I know you're just going to love this. They're doing a show called Withdrawn, Abstract Mark Making. So it's all, you know...
Oh, now we're making mark again.
Well, yeah, I think, yeah, I'm sure. If you had your way, you'd be making lots of marks. But anyway, it's a group show, 627 West Alameda Street, and it's a reception 5:30 to 7:30 tonight, and it runs through May 11th at Gold Leaf Gallery. So consider running over there to see what they are
doing. To make your mark.
Yes. Meanwhile, Jacoby Fritz Fine Art up on Canyon Road has 17 syllables. I like that. Plein Air Paintings by Chuck Voltz, reception 5 to 7 p.m. through April. What sort of word would have 17 syllables in it?
None that I can think of in the English language. You could probably find any number of them in German.
You think supercalifragilisticexpialidocious might have it?
No, 14.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Do it real fast. Or slow.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
So now do it slow and count them for me.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I can't believe we're doing this. It's 14, I just told you.
All right.
La Montañita Co-op Food Market is doing an Earth Day celebration. They're part of the whole big set of events going around in Earth Day, actually both in Santa Fe and Albuquerque. They sent me a release on this, but of course this is the Albuquerque part of it. But Earth Day is, as we've discussed, happening in Santa Fe at Ecoversity, at Frenchie's Field, and All Species Day, and it's all about restoring the Santa Fe River. We just talked about that in the first segment.
Yeah, but what if somebody just tuned in now for reasons that aren't quite understandable?
They're completely understandable. They're understandable because they want to hear you.
Well, I... Hey, if you feel like a strange art show that might be a little scary, go over to the College of Santa Fe tonight for the IPA Festival 2007. It's called Safe House. It's an interactive media installation about fear. Actually, Safe House is one of three exhibits that make up this show about fear. My apologies. The three shows are called Safe House, Gauntlet, and Contra Fronteras. And so they're in various spaces. The College of Santa Fe tonight, from the Fine Arts Gallery to the Greer Garson Communication Center to the Move-In Gallery. Receptions tonight, 5 to 7:30 p.m. The show runs through April 21st, which is just tomorrow. And Elizabeth Cook Romero wrote a really nice piece on this in today's Pasta Tiempo, page 40.
Another Earth Day activity is at Bandelier National Monument. Tomorrow, Saturday, celebrate Earth Day with park rangers at the Pajarito Environmental Education Center in Los Alamos. And that's for kids and adults as well. And then there's also an Earth Day trash pickup. And there's also a dog poop pickup at the dog park day long, which people can participate in. And then on Sunday at Bandelier, there's a fire ecology walk at Ponderosa Campground to observe fire ecology after La Mesa fire of 1977. It begins at 10 o'clock.
Excellent. If you want to take part in a pushpin art show tonight, they're looking for local artists aged 21 to 45. I don't know why that age range is put on there. I guess they're looking for the younger set.
I guess you can't do it then, huh?
No, aside from the fact that I'm not an artist, I'm just over 45. Thank you. Reception 6 to 9 p.m. What you do is you bring works no larger than 36 inches in any direction. No framed work, mind you. And you get to display it. And all you have to do is put in a really small requested donation. And we can't mention dollar signs on the air on KSFR 90.7, your community radio station. But like if each finger was a dollar, it'd only be two. And then you get to bring your work and they hang it on the wall. So it's like you bring your art there today and it's hung up. But it's got to be Pushpin Art Show where the Stuart Udall Center for Museum Resources, 725 Camino Alejo on Museum Hill. Phone number 982-6366. This is today. Do it today. The show runs through May 4th.
Hey, tonight at Salsas y Son on Cerrillos Road, 2400 Cerrillos Road, the group Calypso, it's a group that plays cumbia and salsa, will be there. And also the Great Battle of DJs with two DJs from Albuquerque. And that's all at Salsas y Son. The DJs are playing primarily salsa music, plus a little bit of bachata, merengue, and all that good stuff.
Oh, excelente.
Mm-hmm.
Una noche de música. Hey, Chicago, the show, the musical, opens tonight, College of Santa Fe, Greer Garson Theater, 8 o'clock. And guess what? I wrote a story about it. It looks hot. Campbell Martin's directing. And I'm not going to suggest that everybody out there is going to want to go see, you know, good-looking people from, say, age 18 to 25 in various states of undress singing these great songs. But I think that's what it's going to be partially about.
But you might.
Well, I don't know. I'm not speaking. I'm the drama guy. I got to go see the show. It's
Campbell Martin's great.
Required viewing for me. I really have to get to the bare facts about it. Yeah, Campbell is terrific. I have a feeling it's going to be a fun show. You probably know the movie from a few years ago. Terrific little piece. So, also, more somber, I haven't seen it yet, is Night Mother, Ironweed Productions, a version of Marsha Norman's two-character Pulitzer Prize-winning drama. 8 o'clock tonight, El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe. Craig Smith reviewed it in today's Pasta Tiempo, gave it a pretty favorable review. And you can call for tickets, 660-2379. I'm going next week, and I haven't seen the parking lot over there, but I understand there are some parking challenges, but they're willing to help you figure that out. And we've talked a lot about Earth Day celebration. There's a whole bunch. There's one going on up at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., a good thing to bring your kids to. The Santa Fe Art Institute has an interesting lecture tonight by Trevor Schultz.
Tonight?
I have 6 o'clock tonight. What do you have?
Oh, then you're probably right.
Well, now you're making me nervous. We're not always right.
The lectures are often on Mondays. That's why I was wondering. But I will look. Go ahead.
Well, I know, because sometimes we talked about this. Sometimes we get it wrong. But frankly, sometimes they get it wrong when they send us press releases. But Trevor Schultz is an interesting piece on him in today's PASA. Paul Weideman interviewed him, and he's going to be speaking about, the lecture is tonight, 6 o'clock, Tipton Hall, College of Santa Fe campus.
Excellent.
Here's a phone number just in case you're confused, 424-5050. He's a media theorist, an activist, an artist, and he's got some interesting thoughts about where we're going with the Internet.
And I see that, in fact, is tonight. And also, there's a workshop over the weekend, so you can call 424-5050 to find out more about that.
That's a good idea. Hey, if you want to do Scottish Country Dance, 7:30 tonight at Oddfellows Hall. Very cheap to get in, and that includes lessons. 3 hours of Scottish Country Dance, 1125 Sirius Road.
Hey, how about the Teen Violin Group? The Santa Fe Talent Education Advanced Violin Ensemble presents an afternoon of music performed on, by a couple of group of teens on Sunday, the 22nd, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the United Church of Santa Fe on Arroyo Chamiso, just off of St. Michael's Drive.
That sounds terrific. I also want to mention on Saturday, the Center for Contemporary Arts at 1050 Old Pecos Trail has their 7th annual group show of work that fits within an 8-inch cube. It's called Collect Inside 8. So interesting Saturday night reception, 5 o'clock, 5 to 7 p.m., Center for Contemporary Arts. And also, oddly enough, High Mayhem Studios on Lena Street has photos by Vadi Grontis, but I don't know anything about the photos. I'm just mentioning it because I know High Mayhem is having sort of a grand reopening party, and I guess the photo exhibition is part of that, and that High Mayhem Studios grand reopening party, which includes a CD release party by We Drew Lightning, as well as Psychedelic Experimental Rock and Menage a Un. Now that doesn't sound fun. Menage a Un?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, Dwar or Twar.
But what do I know?
Portro is different. But 9 o'clock, that's going to be at the 1703B Lena Street Studio. So there's photo exhibit, plus there's a grand reopening party Saturday night. That's also the night of the 7th annual Nuestra Musica, a festival of Nuevo Mexicano Music in El Lenzic, San Francisco Street, 211, 988-1234, 7 p.m. There's a story in today's Pasatiempo by Soledad Santiago. And I believe at Burrow Alley around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're going to start playing outdoors for about 2 hours. So
we had Jack Leffler on the air earlier this week and talked about it and listened to that music at some length. And it's, even if you don't have a taste for it at first, it grows on you. That's the interesting thing about it.
It does. It's very, very catchy. It's very warm. It's loving. It's fun. It's exciting. You should go to Nuestra Musica. There's a reason they've been going on for, I think this is the 7th or 8th year or so.
A movie called Iraq in Fragments is opening today, actually. I believe it's over at the Screen. And also, the 3-Minute Film Festival, produced by Mission Control. There's a gala tonight at 8 o'clock, and it's going on tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, I have a little piece on that in my Big Picture film column today in Pasatiempo.
And did you talk about the secession from the broadcast, the rise of democratic media?
I was just looking at that. That's Gene Youngblood, right?
Gene Youngblood.
And when is that, Saturday at noon?
Saturday at noon over at the College of Santa Fe. Where is it?
It's at the Screen, actually.
It's at the Screen, okay.
And it's free. Yeah, go see that. There's also Vanessa Spring Fashion Luncheon and Benefit. And I'm mentioning it because the proceeds help the LifeLink, which is a shelter that provides outpatient treatment services for people with mental health and addiction issues. And this is going to be at Vanessa on Saturday. It's not too pricey, but it's a little pricey. 438-0010. It's a lunchtime affair. I do not have the time, but call 438-0010 if you want to go to Vanessa's Spring Fashion Luncheon and Benefit, with designs provided by Uli's Boutique. Or is it Uli?
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 I would think it would be Uli, but what do I know?
Would you call a mule Muley if you saw him and he was cute? Would you say, hello, Muley?
I probably would.
That's what I do
but
when
that's
I
just
see
me.
A mule. But I don't know the difference between a mule and a donkey and a burro.
Well, we can talk about that off the air. On tomorrow, besides all the Earth Day stuff going on around town, there's one more thing that people should know about, which is Discovery Day at the Santa Fe Community College. And that's from 10 to 2 o'clock. It's free. They're doing Earth Day stuff. They're doing a slide presentation based on an inconvenient truth. They are having assistance dogs of the West there, dancing dogs from the college obedience program, dance classes, books, all sorts of things, including a free barbecue lunch, ladies and gentlemen. All of that at the Santa Fe Community College.
That makes me suspicious.
Like, what are they barbecuing?
Well, if they're having dancing dogs.
After we've been talking about dogs. I know. I see where you're going with that, but I don't think it's really going to be the problem that you worry about.
So we shouldn't go there.
No, you should.
Well, I'd rather go to 7 o'clock Sunday night. Unitarian Universalist Congregation, 107 West Barcelona. What are they doing? Two plays, staged readings of two plays, and live music to celebrate, guess what, Earth Day. And one of the plays is Mother Earth versus the World's People. It's a Doug Stewart play, which I've read. It's interesting, in which Mother Earth puts humanity on trial. This is free. It's 7 o'clock. Well, pardon me, it's by donation. 7 p.m. on Sunday. So if you're looking for a Sunday evening show, go over to Unitarian Universalist Congregation at 107 West Barcelona Road. Meanwhile, on Monday, there's a tribute to Bert Myers, the late poet. 7 p.m. at Collected Works Bookstore downtown at 208B West San Francisco Street. A nice piece on that by Soledad Santiago in today's PASA. And it's also the evening that Stuart Woods, the mystery author, signs copies of his new book, Fresh Disasters, 5 p.m. at Garcia Street Books. So you can go to Garcia Street Books at 5 for Stuart Woods and then swing over to Collected Works at 7. If in between you want to grab something lecture-wise, Christine Van Poole is going to speak of the shamans of the Casas Grandes at 6 o'clock in the Hotel Santa Fe. Is it shaman or shaman?
Shaman is what I say. I think both of them are probably correct.
And those are people that turn into animals, right?
Not physically and the way you're thinking.
What animal would
you be? It's a symbolic journey. What do you think I would be, Robert? Is it not obvious? A dog.
You'd be a dog?
I am a dog.
I'd be a zebra. And I'd probably get eaten by a lion.
Be just like on National Geographic.
Well, maybe, but I'd probably be a little more nervous and fidgety and ready. That's what they have that keeps them going. That's like their defense. People say, poor zebras, what are they? They have like a natural built-in nervous energy. They're always looking around. So
yeah, that would be you. Hey, speaking of animals, the cat of the week is called Brandywine, a registered Manx female, tortoiseshell blue cream, a little shy but loves attention and affection. Foster homes are urgently needed. Call Felines and Friends at 316-CAT-1. And there's a mobile adoption this Saturday at Body at Cordova Road, right across, practically across the street from here, at the Santa Fe Baking Company, from 12 to 3.
Brandy is the name?
Brandywine.
Oh, boy.
That's the cat of the week.
That's cool. Remember that song by Looking Glass, Brandy? That's a great song. I can't sing this morning, or I would. Craig Childs is going to do a slide discussion and a signing of his book, House of Rain, Tracking a Vanished Civilization Across the American Southwest. He will do this at 5:30 Tuesday at the Wheelwright, 704 Camino Lejo. No charge, but reservations are recommended, which means you should call 982-4636. Paul Weideman did a Q&A with Craig Childs in today's PASA, and it looks really good. Also that night, the College of Santa Fe First Print Reading Series is going to present reading of work by students published in GLIF, the College of Santa Fe's literary manual. Annual. It's an annual manual. 7 o'clock, Tipton Hall, College of Santa Fe campus, free.
Hey, Edges of Perception is an solo exhibition of paintings by Inez Kramer at Winteroud Fine Art at 701 Canyon Road, and the opening is today from 5 to 7.
Great. What time is it?
It is 8:53.
What's the big idea? That's a question we always ask each other, don't we?
I know you do.
Well, the National Dance Institute of New Mexico is presenting Santa Fe Public School students and performances of the show What's the Big Idea? And they're celebrating influential Americans throughout history. Now, who would you think some of those influential Americans would be?
Oh, let's see. Groucho Marx.
Oh, you're trying to get me to go to the show, eh? Keep going.
Who else? Dorothy Parker.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Gertrude Stein.
This is a very interesting amalgamation of names you've thrown out there at me. Actually, they're paying homage to Susan B. Anthony, Thomas Edison, and Walt Disney.
Well, that'll do.
As well as Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Anyway, Seuss?
Yeah.
I love Dr. Seuss.
Me too. 6 p.m.
Did you ever hear the story about Tweedle Beetles?
No.
When Tweedle Beetles fight, it's a Tweedle Beetle battle. And when they fight with paddles, it's a Tweedle Beetle paddle battle. And when they fight with paddles in a puddle, it's a Tweedle Beetle puddle paddle battle.
You know, you and I have learned how to balance the energy really well. When we're both on the money, it's great. But sometimes when I'm low-key, you make up for it. And I'm really delighted by that. It's your day to shine, and you're doing great.
And when Tweedle Beetles fight with paddles in a puddle, and the puddle's in a bottle, and the bottle's on the poodle, and the poodle's eating noodles.
Yes, this is 6 p.m. on Thursday at the Dance Barns, 1140 Alto Street, NDI show. And Night Mother again plays that night over at Ironweed at El Museo Cultural. And there's a lot of stuff happening. Asleep at the Wheel is playing that night. That's the Southwest Roots Music presenting the swing band. They're going to be doing a gig at Santa Fe Brewing Company down at Fireplace, 7:30 p.m. And David Prince did a piece on them in today's Pasa Tiempo, so read all about it. Just to let you know, you can still enter the Congressional High School Art Competition, assuming you are in high school and assuming you're an artist. You've got to hand-deliver your original paintings, drawings, prints, photos, or mixed-media work to Representative Tom Udall's office, which is at 811 St. Michael's Drive, by 4 o'clock Friday next week. And the final juried competition is May 5th at Santa Fe Place. And this is good. This is a congressional piece of art. I mean, you've got to go do this. If you're interested in art, you're a high school student, visual arts, get your stuff over there. There's a little note about it in today's Pasa Tiempo in the calendar, which is a terrific comings and goings. It's got all the listings of what's happening. And I use it mostly for my coming on the show, as well as the emails people send us, which we always try to accommodate. Somebody sent us an email. What was that? I didn't keep it. Was it an Earth Day thing?
Probably.
Did you keep it?
Well, they send us so many emails that it's hard for me to know exactly from that description which one you're talking about.
I feel bad because I do my best, and every once in a while I don't print out the email and bring it with me. And unlike Mary Charlotte, I don't bring my computer with me. But I often do bring sock puppets, but they're no good on the radio, I found out a couple weeks ago when I had them talking.
Hey, tonight, Soren Baronian's Talkism is in town playing Middle Eastern jazz. At Gig at 8 o'clock, and the group features Suren on clarinet, Haig Manukian on oud, Paul Brown on bass, Mal Stein on drums, and Santa Fe's own Polly Tapia Ferber on Doombeck. And you might want to be there at 7:30 when the doors open, because it might just be a full house.
And I think it's called Taxim.
Oh, Taxim, right.
Yeah, that's the band.
Taxim, right.
That'd be a funny Abbott Costello routine, wouldn't it?
Huh?
Like, the band's Taxim. Why would I want to Taxim, Abbott? That'd be great. What else? Oh, there is something happening at some place, and I lost my notes.
There's something happening at some place. Yes, welcome to the calendar. Speaking
all right,
of the
I usually
arts,
do a better job than this. I'm really sorry. Cut me some slack. I should have not shown up. I should have stayed home.
No, I'm glad you showed up. I couldn't possibly do this without you.
You would do just fine without me.
I got a notice that Tanya Taylor Rubenstein is looking for work,
That's right.
Contributions to a new book called The Soul of Santa Fe, a collection of stories from people who've lived in Santa Fe, either as transplants or as natives. And she's looking for stories of the monologue type format that she works in between 2,000 and 5,000 words. And let's see. How do you get back to her on this? I guess you... Oh, here you go. You write to Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, at projectlifestories.org.
Pretty good.
Here comes the music.
Here comes the music, dooby-dooby.
It's time to go.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm sorry about my state of affairs.
Well, I hope you feel better soon.
So do I.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. Robert Knott is with us every Friday speaking of the arts. He is associate editor of the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. And we hope that you feel better.
Thanks.
And that you have a wonderful weekend.
I'm going to sleep all weekend. I was supposed to go see a show tonight, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. Chicago, actually.
Well, we hope you make it to Chicago if you can.
Because they might perk me up, right, with those lacy costumes.
Yeah, the young people in scantily clad. What was it that you said?
I didn't say nothing.
We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. You can reach me. You can hear this program any time of day by going to the brand new website, SantaFeRadioCafe.org, which was made possible by Dotfoil Computer Services of Santa Fe on the web at dotfoil.com. You can reach me at RadioCafe@KSFR.org or leave a message at 428-1528. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Jazz a la Carta. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Bacon Company, we're here Monday through Friday from just a little after 8 until 9 o'clock every day. So keep your dial tuned to KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station. Hasta la vista.
Adios, Terry Charlotte.
And Robert Knott, mwah.
Oh, thanks.